Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bird Show.
So we've got this list of the 30 things you need to do before the age of 30.
Okay.
Now I'm 32, and there's a few things on here that just haven't happened for me yet.
Okay.
And so I'm wondering if you guys agree with this or not, or maybe have something to add to it if you do 404-741-Q100. These are the things that you really should know how to do or have before you turn the age of 30.
And this is according to who?
This is according to an online poll called Frisky.
Frisky.com.
All right.
Yes. So it's a frisky list. Just FYI. A little warning there. All right. So number one on the list is the clothes that fit that she is now, not the size she was 5 years ago.
Say that again.
Clothes that fit the size the woman is now, not the size she was 5 years ago.
Women do tend to do this, don't you guys?
So in my closet, clothes that fit me now. Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yes. Because I think that we hold on to 18 for too long. And we're never going to be 18.
You're shaking
again.
Your head, Wendy.
Yeah, I can't do that yet.
So you
well,
have.
She's far still from 30, though.
Holding on to them.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get back in them.
Okay, by the time you're 30,
I really
just
have to.
By your size that you are now.
How old are some of the jeans or some of the clothes that you have in your closet that you're sure you're getting back into?
Well, they're from high school. Mm-hmm. Senior year.
So is that one size difference?
I think so. One or two.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to go back and try to fit in them. But
you haven't. Yeah. Pretty soon.
I can't even try them on right now because I'll be embarrassed because they don't fit.
You got several years, but a few more years from now, they need to all go to Goodwill.
Maybe.
Hold on.
Okay. Number two, if it's the 30 before 30 series, a weekly income that covers the rent or mortgage payment.
Absolutely.
You need to always have enough toilet paper.
Oh, I'm bad about that.
If you're 30, why? If you're under 30? A lot of times you just run out.
You just run out and...
Ooh, that's going to hurt.
You use other things.
Bachelorette style.
I'm bad about that.
Are you?
I am terrible. So, yeah, I run out of toilet paper and I'm like, well, where's the Kleenex? I mean, you're screwed.
I'm always a little surprised how much tissue paper you guys go through. A lot of tissue.
Yes.
Women, man. A lot of tissue.
Right, Kleenex or toilet paper?
Well, it's toilet paper.
Yeah.
Well, y'all can just drip.
What?
Yeah, stop.
Y'all don't need to. We have to use toilet paper every time we go.
Every time.
Regardless of what we're doing.
And it's got to be the good stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think not only should you not be running out of toilet paper, but you need to have your brand that you always buy, the one that you like.
What's your brand?
It's like Cottonelle Aloe Vera.
With a
double rolls.
With double stitching in it.
I think so.
Do you guys know your brand?
I just buy Charmin, whatever.
Most, I bet you have that generic one that just says toilet paper.
Probably Scott brand. Yeah, I don't know.
Feels like sandpaper when you wipe with it.
Gross.
I use emails usually from Tracy and Bert.
Right.
Print them all out and leave them in a little box.
Nasty.
They say before 30, you should have a hairstylist that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have the Big O.
Oh, my
30.
God. Yes.
I mean, I think a lot more times than...
Yeah.
Bert looked at Wendy and then decided that he's not going to say anything. He's like, no.
Have you been there, Wendy?
Let's not ask that.
Have you been there? Have you experienced one?
Possibly.
Possibly.
You don't like to talk about your sex life at all.
No, I don't.
She has family.
Her mom's listening.
It's her hometown.
My aunt, uncle listen. They're all from the South.
She grew up here. We didn't, so.
I know. It does make it more difficult.
Yeah. I can't even look at her.
Can you just nod yes or no?
Why? I'm assuming yes. I'm just assuming. I'm not even going to ask her. But I think
which uncle was it that you're nervous about?
The one that gave it to her.
That's what I'm talking about.
God, are you kidding me?
I like being a guy. Okay.
He can kick your ass.
Okay, also on this 30 before 30 list is you should have a favorite song, adult website, image, movie, or fantasy that always gets you in the mood.
I'm not sure I have that.
Wait, what?
Like a fantasy that gets you in the mood or something that gets you all revved up before the actual race?
Like Saw 4.
Just like a thought?
Like what?
Saw 4.
Yeah, right.
Just like that, Jeff.
Or SpongeBob.
Melissa?
Well, I think like with the fantasy things, we've talked about this before, the Stranger Stranger Things. So the scenarios, the scenarios are different. Like I can't, I couldn't focus on a person because especially, I mean, if it's not Katie, it's a stranger. Because I mean, even when I was single, I couldn't focus on a person because then I'd be embarrassed, you know, if I ever saw them.
Blush the next day, like, or whatever.
But yeah, the whole stranger situations, you know.
Like the elf on the shelf.
Well, now,
can you turn off his microphone so we can get through
his? Bert made the worst joke.
Yeah, Bert. Hey, you always look at how high-pitched I am. That means I'm mad at you. Okay. You bad joke maker, shocker. You just say stuff to shock people.
Before 30, you should have health insurance, a signature drink, a healthy relationship with your parents, and bras in the correct size.
Oh, that's a lot to take in.
The bras is important. Yeah, you should know that in your 20s. Yeah.
You guys all isn't it like 90% of women don't wear?
I'm one of them. I don't get good bras.
Too big or too small?
I guess I don't know.
You're probably not the correct size around.
I don't know. I just don't want to go in somewhere and have them measure me.
Do you have that indentation thing when you take your bra off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just can't.
I was wearing the wrong size for forever until I went to Intimacy.
Yeah.
Remember I was telling you guys about that last year? And it is kind of embarrassing because they full-on measure you and you're full-on, hey, hanging out.
That's why I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But they're real discreet about it. And then they really help you get into the right ones. And then you wear the right ones. You're like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
So that's better. I haven't done.
Yeah, that's great.
So you guys have a signature drink?
I'm just drinking it all.
Wendy's like, whatever the guy in front of me is going to buy.
Well, the thing is, I think it changes. Like because different phases, you have different drinks. So I think that the signature drink, I don't think it's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not consistent for me.
Like is there an older woman's drink? Like when I look at dudes that are drinking like Manhattans, they're like 55 years old. Are there older women's drinks that are standards?
A Tom Collins sounds old to me. I don't even know what's in it. Just the name of it sounds
old. I don't know
how
that is either.
I don't know.
I'm a Goose and Tonic. That's my signature. Okay, let's see.
But I want to go back to the healthy relationship with parents. I do think that's important before you're 30 because I think that shows maturity. Mm-hmm. Like I think the toilet paper one and the, you know, all the other ones are a kind of a sign of that you're kind of getting your life together financially, that if you have enough toilet paper, you know, you're thinking about going to groceries because you have the money to get groceries because you're not going paycheck to paycheck. But I think that what a lot of women don't strive for as much as they should is the good relationship with your parents because you're no longer a teenager. You can't gripe. You can't whine. You can't complain anymore. You're an adult, so you have to be an adult. You know what I mean? So I think that was an important one we kind of breezed over.
Also on the list, enough alcohol in her home to offer drop-by guests a cocktail.
To you? Wendy, I imagine you have like two big bottles of something and then there's nothing else.
Actually, all I have in my fridge is a bottle of wine, but it's a big bottle of unopened wine right now.
Big box?
No, it's actually a full-on bottle. I love my wine.
Also, an emergency hangover remedy? McDonald's Fountain Coke, period.
That's it for you right there.
Is there something weird about that?
Must have. Like, and it's from nowhere else. Like, it will not work unless it is a McDonald's large fountain for
Stacey. I'm not a fan.
Stacey, it's quarter pounders. I told you. I hope she didn't get mad at me for that. We had a long weekend a couple of weekends ago, and my wife went through 4 quarter pounders in one weekend.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
But y'all know.
She's going to kick you in the moose knuckle.
Hopefully she's working out right now.
Better protect that camel toe.
Dude, that, you can't follow up with that.
4.
And hopefully she's working out right now?
No, I didn't say hopefully. Well, hopefully in that.
She's not listening.
Boy, my wife ate big the other weekend.
Oh,
yeah. You wonder why she smokes. It's because her husband's an a-hole.
This is the 30 before 30 series. You have to have a voter registration card before you're 30.
Yes.
Check. Yes. A wardrobe that includes a perfectly flattering little black dress, a great pair of heels, jeans that make your butt look great, and a cute hat that hides a bad hair day.
Check.
Check.
Yeah. Oops.
Check, 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 check. A yearly appointment with your gyno.
Yes.
Yes.
Check. The name of reliable movers to give to her friends when they ask for help relocating.
That's a smart one right there.
Reliable movers?
Yeah, if like your friend calls company. You to say, hey, you know, if little Bello calls you up and says, hey, I need your help moving into my new post apartment, you can say, guess who I can tell you to call?
Oh, I don't have one of those yet.
Call these people right here, and then you don't spend your Saturday moving her.
That's solid right there. That's really good advice.
If you want to confidently answer that, just pick a number and follow it by Men with a Truck.
Yeah,
because there's always a moving company. 8 Men with a Truck. Okay.
Here, it's 2 Men with a Truck.
It's all
2 Men with a Truck. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Do you want me to highlight a couple more of these that are on here?
Only if you can do it quickly.
A retirement fund, a commitment to exercise, a favorite position, a good BS detector, a vacation look forward to once a year.
You don't do that enough.
The vacation?
And Melissa, you don't do that enough, I don't think, either.
Well, the thing is, Katie and I hate to fly. The thing is, we do take road trips.
You limit
yourself. We do road trips every year.
I'm starting it. I started it this year with birthday trip. So that'll be yearly.
Three more. The gumption to ask a man out on your own, a group of girlfriends who get it, and a great vibrator.
Oh, yay.
Well, that's a note we're going to leave on, huh?
Yeah, okay, we're good. Not even looking at Wendy. Not even looking.
Get it. The Bird Show. You're on The Bird Show.
All right, the email reads like this. We've done a pretty good job, by the way, hats off today, about staying away from Tiger. Congratulations, y'all.
Yes.
I'm going to change that.
Okay.
Hey, Bert, I've been listening this past week to all the Tiger Woods talk, and you've really made me think about something. I got divorced 2 years ago. I was married for 5 years, and the relationship dissolved because I cheated, not with just one person, but with a few others. There are always reasons that lead up to something like this, but I accept full responsibility. I should have handled the relationship differently. There's not a day that goes by I don't think about my infidelity. I was just wrong. Anyway, I've met somebody new, and we've fallen in love. I know it's only a matter of time before we are engaged and spend the rest of our lives together.
No, it's such a romantic story.
Well, we can pause there. Do I have to confess my infidelity? Is this something about my past that really needs to be relived? I honestly believe I'm capable of being monogamous and with the right person. I feel like a different person now. So do I really need to disclose my cheating past?
I mean, the first thought out of my head is that if it was a relationship specific infidelity issue, then I don't know if he has to, but I guess eventually the conversation would come up. But how long have they been dating?
It doesn't say. She just, or this person just.
Because it doesn't sound like he was a player and he was just cheating on everybody he'd been with.
And I think it's funny how you keep saying he.
Yeah, is it a guy or a girl?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't say.
Okay, sorry.
It just says they've met somebody new, fallen in love, only a matter of time before we are engaged.
I think I thought he because of the Tiger reference.
I think if you're going to marry somebody, though, don't you want full disclosure? About everything that they did before. I mean, because you think that you're different anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're marrying them. Mm-hmm. So I think full disclosure is good because I think it kind of, I don't know. I think it would make you almost like closer to know about each other and your, you know.
That is going to be a deal breaker though for some. 404-741-Q100. Like I know some people think once a cheater, always a cheater. Mm-hmm. So if you confess to the infidelity in a marriage, and I'm about to get married to you, how do I know that there won't be circumstances that will lead you, that I already know that you're capable of it because you've already done it.
But the past is the past. I don't know if I'd want to know. I mean, it's a brand new relationship. You didn't cheat in this relationship.
Doesn't matter.
But if I did find out from someone else about my own spouse, then I would think that there would be trust issues there.
It's the past is the past. It is a building block in the current way you view relationships. So it could be a good thing or bad thing. It could be the past is in the past and you've learned a terrible lesson and there's a zero chance it'll happen again. But, you know, it depends on the person you're telling. But I think you do have an obligation
to
explain that.
You would never be able to convince me if you have infidelity in your background. Then if I'm dating you, you would never be able to convince me that there is 0% chance it can happen again. If you went through a relationship and you didn't have the infidelity, I could believe it. But if you've already done it and I'm dating you, I can never believe that that's true.
So you wouldn't want to know?
I don't know how it couldn't come up. Like if I'm dating you and I know you're divorced, at some point or another, I'm going to ask you, so what happened in the relationship?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm assuming this person has already lied.
But that could be, we drifted apart. We became two different people.
Yeah.
We got married too young.
Mm-hmm.
I had to travel for work. Blah, blah, blah. You could come up with a million different.
Because I think full disclosure can build trust, regardless of your mistakes in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how long they've been dating, though. If it's like the beginning of the relationship, full disclosure. But depending on if it's like 6 months in and you've already built the trust up and then exposing the past.
I'm assuming
that's too late.
Yeah, too late at that point. Mm-hmm.
They must have been dating a nice amount of time here, because this person says they've fallen in love, although some people fall in love in 24 hours. I know it's only a matter of time before we're engaged and spend the rest of our lives together, which makes me feel like they've been going out with each other for a good long time.
It just depends on the person. I mean, I think, again, it's not the mistake itself. It's what you do with it and how you handle it. And if you truly are sorry and you truly, you know, have changed your ways, then if you're committed to it, then you're a person of your word, you know. It depends on that listener, you know.
Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Can I have the voice disguiser?
Always good to ask before you go on the air there, though, just for future reference.
Do you need a different name, Amy?
No.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're on the voice disguiser now.
I've been married 20-something years, and I found out a couple weeks ago from my stepson why his dad and his mom got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because he cheated. And that would have definitely been a deal breaker 20 years ago.
And you just found out about this now?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you bring it up to him yet?
No.
Why not?
I mean, what's the point?
Is it a deal breaker now?
After 20 years, I got a couple kids, and he's the breadwinner, so, you know, now there's really it's not going to be a deal breaker now.
But it would have been back then.
Never would have married him.
Do you trust him less today, knowing that, even though he hasn't done anything over the last 20 years? Do you trust him less today?
Well, not less today, because I mean we're older and stuff. But now, looking back at all the late nights and going out with the boys and all that happened in the younger, you know, in the earlier years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, now I have serious doubts about what was going on in the beginning of the marriage.
Because I think the theory about once a cheater, always a cheater is that idea that the person didn't have the boundaries to stay monogamous, and so the thought is, well, if they don't have within that person. If they don't have boundaries with one, they're not going to have boundaries with anybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends. Guys, it depends on the circumstance, I guess.
See, like, I don't know what the argument here is, Amy, because what you're saying is, had you found out about this 20 years ago, you would have never married him. But the truth is, you've been married to this guy for 20 years. And it's obviously worked out okay.
Well, yeah, I guess because I wasn't aware of it, so I wasn't, like, looking for it.
but you've been in a successful marriage for 20 years that you would have never given a chance had he told you why his previous relationship broke up.
Yeah, successful. I would use that term loosely, whether it's actually successful or not, it stayed together because of the kids and, you know, finances and things like that. I mean, it was a matter of nowhere else to go.
Yeah, to me it sounds like she's not in a real happy place, and this is now an excuse to get out. If you would have told me 20 years ago, I would have never done it, so I'm allowed to get out the door now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She was looking for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Sue. Good morning, you're on Q100.
I just wanted to justify that I feel that once a cheater, always a cheater. Last year, I actually got pregnant by a man.
A what?
A married man. I got pregnant by a married man.
Okay.
And 2 months later, he broke up with me. For me to find out that he'd been lying to me the whole time, along with his brother and his sister-in-law.
You didn't know he was married?
No. I knew he was married, but that was definitely a mistake on my part. I should have known, you know, if he's cheating on his wife, he was going to cheat on me. But he actually broke up with me 2 months later, and then I think I was about, like, what, 4 months? I guess about 4 months pregnant, and he left me, married another girl after he divorced his wife, married another girl, and adopted her baby, and I've yet to speak to him about my child.
And that brings us to the answer to the question. Would you get into, would it be a deal breaker for you if you found out the person you were in a relationship with had cheated in the past?
Oh, I will never again date another guy that has cheated.
But
I
listen
love,
to what
I
you're
mean,
saying.
The guy I'm with now, which is a wonderful guy, you know, he's raising my
stop, baby.
The wonderful guy took me in when I was 5 months pregnant.
Maybe the guy
and
just
I gave him 21 questions about his past.
Sue, listen to yourself though, because you said once a cheater, always a cheater. Aren't you a cheater also?
Technically, yes, you are right.
Okay, so then the guy that you're with right now, this great guy, should never trust you for the rest of your relationship.
Correct.
Based on what you said in the beginning of the the beginning of the phone call.
Yeah, you could possibly be right, but
you know,
everybody makes mistakes.
No,
though.
You just said.
Sue, do you know that the guy that was cheating on you, do you know that they actually had a physical relationship, or did he just want some peace and quiet?
No. They had actually, they were both separated, but like they were married 8 years and six of which she lived in the basement.
Honey, I honestly don't care because you lost all legitimacy when you talked about, okay, so this married man that I was seeing, what?
But she just said that she's not trustworthy either is really what she just said.
Right. No, yeah, she would admit it, but that's the truth. But everybody makes mistakes when it's my mistake, Bert, but everybody else wants a cheater, always a cheater.
Right.
Here is John, and you're on the Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, John, you're on the Voice Disguiser.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay, I mean, I'm not doing really good, but actually, on Friday, I found out that my wife cheated on me. We were out having dinner, and then she just started crying, and she came up saying that it's Christmas, and I cannot keep this any longer, and she told me that she cheated on me twice.
And how long ago did this happen?
What do you mean? How long?
How long ago did she cheat on you?
Oh, she didn't tell me. I just know that she did.
Oh.
You didn't have any follow-up questions for that?
No, on Friday, she just started crying, and then she told me, and it sucks because I know the two guys that she did it with, but I'm actually happy. I mean, I'm actually happy, and I appreciate that she told me because now I know what kind of person she is, and I'm actually really happy that she told me now, and I wasn't there for more longer, and then you'll be worse. It sucks that it's Christmas though, because I'm gonna be like thinking about it all day. But
so, what country is he from, Bert?
I don't want to get into it. We're a little off topic here. The question was from the email: is does she tell this new guy, or does he tell this new girl that he's seen that the reason why his marriage dissolved was because he or she was he was screwing around, or she was screwing around? Good morning, Brittany. You're on Q100.
I don't think it's necessary to tell everything from the past. I think the past should stay in the past. And quite frankly, what man is going to tell that they've cheated in the past?
Well, you can say the same thing about a woman.
Or the woman.
And I tend to agree with that, just depending on how far in the relationship you are. If that's honest, right off the bat, then great. But if you're 6 months in, I wouldn't want to know.
But how do you bring it up right off the bat? Like it's weird and it's weird in both places, but at some point when you have the conversation about going to the next level, then you got to have the.
Well, I think you probably justify it in your head and you won't bring it up because there were unique circumstances to that relationship that I think you probably feel that pushed you into that infidelity, whereas you wouldn't disclose all that.
I just think that you have to check yourself. I mean. You can't
before you wreck yourself.
That's right. Before you get into another marriage, if you are going to marry the person and you are the cheater, then you've got to make sure that you're not going to make that same mistake with your new spouse.
Just real quick here.
You have to do that.
Joe, I got about 15 seconds. What you got, man?
I just wanted to say that it's not once a cheater, always a cheater. A guy who's cheated before, it's certain people invoke cheating, given however the relationship's going.
Certain people invoke cheating?
In a certain way. In a relationship, some people will always be cheated on, and there's people who will always have a faithful partner.
Who always gets cheated on?
Depends. Whether or not they are confident, there's certain aspects of a relationship that bring out cheating in another person. I mean, I've had relationships where I've cheated way more than one should, and I've had relationships where I'm completely faithful.
And you put this on the women that you're with and not you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be that foolish. No, I definitely know that I'm to blame in lots of areas, but at the same time, it's kind of goes back and forth.
So what are you saying?
Is this hypocritical day? Does someone check the calendar?
Yeah.
Well, what he's saying is there's he wouldn't bring it up to certain people. If he's in a relationship and the new girl that he's dating isn't the type that he would cheat on, no reason for him to bring it up because it's a non-issue anyways.
Well, the girl he first started dating in the beginning wasn't the kind of girl he'd cheat on either.
Why you got to bring up details?
Right.
Listen, it's the Bert Show. Here, Bert Show.
All right, I might be the person emailing.
Uh-oh,
I got a very interesting call over the weekend that I want to share with you guys. And I don't have as much information as I should because I stopped her in her pitch and I want her to make it to me officially on the air on Wednesday while Stacey's on the phone.
Okay.
I got a call yesterday from one of the creators of the Real Housewives franchises.
Mm-hmm.
They've done Orange County and they've done Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And they are starting a new show called Boys Club ATL.
Huh.
Okay.
And she wants me to be in it.
What is it about?
That's a very good question. Okay.
Oh.
Well,
can we do it today?
She, as soon as she said she was one of the creators of Real Housewives of Atlanta, that has a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pulling hair, getting in fights,
mm-hmm.
Creating controversy. So one of my first questions to her also was that certainly I don't want to do it. There's no way. That's not my life. B, I don't hang out with people that are like that. And C, I don't have that in me. I'd rather run away from conflict than get in on it, you know? And if it's in front of a camera especially.
Display it, right.
So she explained to me it's going to be way different than Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right. This is going to be drama-free.
it certainly can't be drama-free. It can't be.
It's reality TV.
It's reality TV. So I understand that. But her pitch was it's much more about lifestyle than it is about drama, that guys interact with each other differently than women do. So just by nature, it wouldn't be the same type show. So I was cool with that. But essentially, it would be it's me and like four or five of guys that I know that I'm very familiar with and a couple of guys that I'm not so sure about and basically following us with cameras and our interactions during the morning, the afternoon, and the night.
Do you know who the other guys are?
Some of them I do, yeah. One that's being considered is my friend Justin.
Okay.
The other is my friend Dolvet.
Okay.
Crucial.
Mm-hmm.
considered for it also, Kenny Burns.
I thought he never wanted to be a celebrity.
It's not. It's reality TV.
Oh, okay.
It's real life.
It's different. So really in the middle of her pitch, I'm like, you know what? What I've never heard before is anybody struggling through the decision process of trying to figure out if you want to be on one of these things or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hold off the pitch right now. And will you come on with us on Wednesday morning? And I'll get Stacey on the phone or have Stacey here also.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And then she could detail the whole thing to us. And she said, yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
That would awesome. Be interesting.
Well, I don't know if it's awesome. I mean, I'm really, really 50-50 on doing it. Actually, I was about 20-80 not doing it until I talked to Stacey a little bit about it, who I thought for sure would say absolutely not. And she said, you know, a lot of good could come out of it. You know, it's a lot more publicity for the show. It could be publicity for Bert's Big Adventure. Hayden, my 7-year-old, wants to get into acting now. So some exposure for him would be fantastic also. But then there's the other side of the whole thing, too.
It's all in the editing. So it depends on how they edit the show.
The only advantage that you would have.
Because there has to be a bad guy in it.
Yeah, the advantage that you would have after the. That nobody else would have is the ability to go on the air every single day after one airs and explain what really happened.
Right.
True.
I didn't think about that. I mean, Justin and I were talking about it a little bit yesterday, and he made a really great point to me. With the Real Housewives of Atlanta, nobody knew who they were. So they were willing to be on camera. They had no reputation really around town except within their own circle, so they had nothing to lose. The people that this show has approached already have reputations in town. My friend Justin is an entrepreneur and a very successful one. Kenny Burns in the urban community is a really big name. I mean, he hangs with Jay-Z and has already got a name. I've got the radio show and we do what we do. So we have stuff to lose, whereas Real Housewives had everything to gain.
Well, some of the Real Housewives, though, keep in mind, did have... would be the equivalent of you and Justin and Kenny, but just not in our world. Like, we didn't know them, you know, because a lot of them live in Duluth and Gwinnett and, mm-hmm. you know, up there. So,
well, and the most normal ones aren't on the show anymore.
Right.
The one that didn't have the drama in her life mm-hmm. wasn't there for season two.
And it's one of the things I was thinking also is just that I just don't really think my life is all that interesting. We come here, we do the show, I work on the show. I mean, I've got some, you know, I've got, everybody has conflicts, but I'm no Kim Zolciak.
Well, that's the scary part.
Well, because they create that. I mean, there's no such thing as reality in reality TV. It's all created, mm-hmm. right? So there has to be the start, the end, the conflict in the middle, the resolution, the reveal. You know what I'm saying? All of it is built by producers. If you think Keeping Up with the Kardashians has anything about, you know, anything to do with the Kardashians, mm-hmm. no, all of it is staged for the show. Right. So all of it's mapped out, planned, and whatever. They're not given scripts. They're not given lines, but they're certainly given scenarios. And there's people behind the scenes egging it on. So you think you and Justin going into this are best friends? Well, guess what? Producers are going to feed both of you stuff to make you hate each other. And then guess what? They capture it on camera and you guys having a big argument at the gym. Because they're feeding you stuff. Oh, did you hear Justin said this about you? And you're going to be like, what?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I'm just kind of like tossing out examples from the top of my head. But mm-hmm. still, I mean, that's what creates great television. And that's their job, is to create great TV.
And in all honesty, like,
not to get you publicity for your sure. nice charity.
And I don't have
sticking around to watch that for ratings.
I don't have a ton of great friends. You know, I've got probably like 3 or 4 friends that I hold close to me, right? And Dolvette and Justin are probably 2 of those. So those are sort of like, I mean, they're valuable relationships to me. Then there's the wife angle on the whole thing and the family, too. Like, Stacey and I get into normal people arguments. Mm-hmm. Got into one on Sunday morning. And I said to her, imagine that being on national television.
It's not the normal people arguments that you have to worry about. It's the non-normal arguments. The ones where it really gets escalated. Because if you're having an argument because she wants to go to Flying Biscuit and you want to go to some other crap place, then that that little argument about where you're going to go have brunch is not... that's not what's going to make it on TV. What's going to make it on TV is when you told her you'd be home at 10:30 and you come home at 11 and for whatever reason she's livid about that, and that becomes, you know, that's the one where you're screaming down the hall from each other and Hayden's crying and all. That's what makes it on TV, the once a year knockdown drag out, I'm not even sleeping in this house tonight fight.
Well,
that's the one that makes
it
on TV.
I'm curious to hear the debate on Wednesday, because I think we all, I mean, yeah, what are the advantages of it? You know, like mm-hmm. everything that Jen said is true. How do you weave in advantages in that scenario?
But everything Bert said was true too. Hayden, the charity, the radio show, the
depends
publicity.
Depends on what character he is on the show. You know, because in every
how will they cast you?
Yeah.
The dad who still likes to really party a lot, are they going to focus on that a lot?
I said to Stacey, I mean, like every little controversy that we have, every insecurity, every fight we have, imagine that being blown up. Saturday night, we're out. Stacey wants to go home. I want to stay out. That's on camera. Mm-hmm. The next morning when she wakes up and she realizes, you know, that I should have had her back when she wanted to leave, that's all on camera. Everything.
How long do they shoot for?
I think she said 3 months. I think it's 12
Whoa.
Weeks.
Whoa, that's a long time. But
and I'm not exactly sure... I'm more nervous about the camera time in the house than anything else, like exposing the kids all the time to that. Mm-hmm. That to me is like a deal breaker, you know?
Well, Jeff made a great point about the fact that you can always come on the air and explain everything. So nationally, it's a different story because people in other cities aren't going to get mm-hmm. the explanation. But here in Atlanta, people in Atlanta will get the full scoop on everything, you know?
You'd have to think of the most intimate thing that happened to you mm-hmm. in the past 30 days. Tell us about it right now and defend it to us.
Yeah, because it would all come out.
Mm-hmm. Willing to do that? Mm-hmm. That's the answer. Then that's how you answer the question.
I really thought when I approached Stacey on it, I'm like, let me just throw this out at you. I already know what the answer is going to mm-hmm. be. And she's like, she was more into it than I thought she would be.
Hmm.
I was really surprised. Because mm-hmm. remember, a couple of years ago, Stacey was like, I don't want the kid's face on your website. I don't want his name. I don't know people to know where he goes to school. But now that he's getting into the acting thing and he's been on the radio, we're both thinking maybe it'd be good publicity for him. Who knows who will see it? Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Shaw. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to tell you, I don't know if you've seen the show Real, how it's actually Housewives of Hollywood. It's Husbands of Hollywood, excuse me.
The Real Housewives.
And they have a show, I know there's a Dillion on it, to, you know, some C-class celebrities. But I watched that show a few times, and they really don't portray the guys. It's not even anything similar to Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's really family-oriented. I mean, they're... One of the episodes, they argue about, you know, spending too much money on clothes. It's really, I mean, they don't portray the men to be, any of them are evil guys. It's all just guys hanging out, playing pool, you know, talking about, you know, their family and life situations, having the women, basically, the women are the ones with the income and the men are the stay-at-home husband.
Which is what she told me on the phone, too. But, I mean, I'm in radio, so I understand that there are times where we'll say things to get people on the radio. And then when they get on the radio, then it's much different than that we had planned.
Who does that?
Tracy.
What?
Tracy's been guilty of that. We've been telling her for years not to do that. She don't listen to us.
I think if I was producing that show, I wouldn't focus on conflict. Because conflict between guys is not nearly as entertaining between conflict between girls. Justin says some crap about you. Your response is, oh, well, he's just being an a-hole or whatever you say. But that's it, and it's done. I'm trying to think of where...
The drama would come into the personal lives.
Yeah, the drama is going to have to be magnified between relationships.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Like maybe Stacey's relationship with the guys or between wives of the guys.
Yeah. Yes,
that's
going to be.
Drama would come in.
It's not going to be. I don't think it'll be focused on that, but it's going to be you dealing with that. It's going to be you dealing with Justin and Delvette calling you up to go out, and Stacey saying, dude, you got to stay home because we're doing blah, 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 and all this other stuff. And so it's going to be you deciding between them, and then it's going to,
Like, I just don't know if there's so much risk. I mean, at the very worst, when you balance it all out, right? You look at the worst case scenario. Okay, there's a rift between me and my friends. Now it creates tension between me and my wife, in my family. I don't know. Those things are too precious to me to sacrifice.
Once we talk to the producer on Wednesday and she pitches to Stacey and everything, couldn't we get Kim Zolciak on with us?
I thought that, yeah.
And see if she would give you some advice, like if she had to do it all over again, maybe different decisions she would
totally
make.
Totally different.
And she knows this creator really well. They work together hand in hand. They're like real good friends.
But, you know, she struggled with having her girls on camera and worried about her daughters and how it affected them throughout the whole thing. I mean, she was definitely concerned about that. So I think it'd be interesting to hear her give you advice.
I just think it's different because...
She was trying to gain fame.
She was trying to gain what Bert already has. Some notoriety, you know what I mean? Like
the notoriety
great
of
singing voice, right?
Party part for the party tubes coming soon, people. I'm going to crush it. Hey, Jenna, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, it's Jenna.
Hi.
So I just wanted to give the aspect of, I think there, just like you guys have all said, there's pros and cons of doing a reality show, but I would just the only thing I can think of is all this John and Kate business in the news. And if you ever watch their show or hear about it, you know, they got to travel. They got to do a lot of great things that they would never have been able to do without their show. But then also, you know, if you ever visit, was an episode where she was out just trying to go to a party city to shop for the kid's birthday. And there's paparazzi in the parking lot, you know, chasing their kids around. So, I definitely think that there's, you know, pros and cons of it, but they're, you know, paparazzi could end up being posted outside your house, outside your kids' schools, etc. So,
and again, they needed it. You know, they have 8 kids, so they needed cash somehow. So the reality TV was a great way for them to get cash to support their life.
Right.
I am really happy with the life I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I gain from it?
Why do it?
Good morning, Tina. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good. How are
Good.
You?
Good. No way.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Why?
I was on the 3rd season of The Bachelor, and I was not married, obviously, had no children, and there's no way I would do it again then. No way.
Why not? What are the negatives?
God, there's 1,000. First of all, you have no control over how they edit it at all. And y'all are saying, you know, you can come on the next day and kind of explain what happened behind the scenes. You will most likely sign a contract saying, no, you can't. Because then you blow their whole show. You blow it for them. You know, they set it up this way. And if somebody's coming in every day saying, that totally didn't happen like that, and then people will quit following the show. because it's not reality, that
is,
obviously.
That is true.
I mean, I find something saying that we really couldn't go after the show and say, here's what really happened, and, you know, this girl said this, and that girl, and they do pitch you against people. They will tell you so-and-so said this, and they didn't, or they spun it, and so then you will get in a fight in front of the cameras about something that really was concocted by the producers and never said by the people on the show.
Well, certainly they know, because I'm just on the front of you can't talk about it in the contract. They know that there's no way that you could enter a contract like that doing what you do. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's going to be pretty standard.
Well, it's an explanation. He'd have to enter into it because it's the explanation process of, okay, well, just so you know, after the episode aired, I went off camera and I said to Dolvet, dude, why would you say that about, the people I work with? And Dolvet's like, I never said that. You can't explain that.
Well, yeah, really, like having a radio show would be no different than blogging about it. So if people were able to do that in the past, they would have done that after every episode in the past. And they've never been able to do that. Well, so why would they give me the same?
I'm just saying that you physically can't come in here and not be able to explain yourself if they edited it a different way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you really physically could not do that.
They could edit.
And we could not keep from asking you over and over again.
But the scary part about it is that they could edit something in there that would hurt your character. Something racist, what's it called? Homophobic, something like that. And if you are not legally allowed to explain that,
could hurt this product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
That's a lot of things to consider. And if you just joined us, I got a call yesterday from the creators of Real Housewives franchises, OC, and also Real Housewives of Atlanta, asking me if I'd be interested in doing a show called Boys Club Atlanta, which is reality TV show that would be shot here in Atlanta with me and some of my friends and some guys I don't know. And Stacey and I are just sort of talking about the pros and cons of it the same way we're doing this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the creator's going to come on Wednesday morning and she'll make more of a clear pitch, so we'll really have a better idea what this thing's all about.
I'm guessing that the opinions that are going to come through to you in email and Facebook and all that is going to be split down the middle.
Oh, yeah, 50-50. That's what we do.
50-50.
So then I'll have to make a decision by myself, but I'm not capable of doing that.
The Burt Show. Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Tell you what I'm struggling with today. A couple hours Stacey's taking Pancake in. It's neuter day.
Oh,
you're struggling with
men
it.
Always have a hard time with this.
Oh, I am.
I don't know why, but they do. Yeah.
Well, I certainly didn't want to be the one to take him because I felt like that broke all sorts of codes. Like a guy shouldn't take a dog in to get his junk taken off.
Because with a spay, I've never thought, oh my God, they're going to get their tubes tied. I don't know what to do. Yeah, I just don't understand the
concept of it.
Because
that's all internal and whatever.
Like what? It doesn't mean it's any different.
It is, but the dog, like you're actually taking his masculinity.
Oh my God.
And you're basically removing it, taking it away and putting it into a little, you know, red biohazard container. And there goes his manhood floating down the river.
What's he, 5.5, 6 months or something like that?
He is.
Yeah, it's time. But the struggle is like with him never ever, he'll never have the opportunity. I'm sorry, I'm getting broken up about this whole thing.
Can you clean that?
Wow.
He's never going to have the opportunity that those middle school students had.
Yes.
Like in Warner Robins.
Is there any way you don't like to just let him out and have sex one time and then take that away from him? But he'll never have that opportunity.
I mean, he will still, do the motion.
No, I don't think they do the motion after that. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, they can.
They can do. Yeah.
But it's it's probably more for dominance than it is sexual.
Yeah.
Dominance
thing, but it's, there's nothing because they lose the... that hormone. Let's get it on. Hormone is gone.
They should, but what each vet should provide is one like doggy skank for
what,
you.
A
like,
doggy prostitute?
Really? Yeah,
in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you serious? Like, put them in a room together?
That's your new business idea? Doggy madams?
Just one room. Before he goes in, he gets to go.
Pick your dog, Mr. Wise.
And
okay.
there's like a hot poodle in there, and he gets to go in there and she's. Oh, you know, you just rotate dogs now that I'm thinking about it. So long as she's in heat and he can...
Instead of a fluffer, it's a woofer. So the dog gets a woofer.
And it is dog... before 8:30, gentlemen. Before 8:30. Mm-hmm. Kids are still in school.
It's always... And you know what? In a couple hours, it's always going to be before 8:30 for Pancake. And isn't that sad?
Yeah, see? It's all gone.
That is so bizarre.
Let's get it on.
Here's my wife, Stacey. Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
Early to talk about that.
Oh, we're talking about dogs and that, so we're okay.
I guess, because Hayden's sitting right here and heard the whole thing, and he's I had to explain it to him.
Oh, will you explain it to him while we're listening? I'd like to hear this.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Is he still listening?
No, I have obviously. I turn my radio down when I get on.
Did you tell him that in another year and a half you're having it done to him?
Oh,
I was afraid he was going to ask that question, though, and I wasn't sure what to say.
How did you explain it to our seven-year-old?
He said, what's Pancake going to the doctor for? What's wrong with him? And I said, there's nothing wrong with him. He's going to have surgery. And then he said, well, what kind of surgery? And I said, well, he's going to get fixed. And he's like, what does that mean? And I said, well, he's going to be neutered. So he can't have any more, he can't make any puppies. And he said, well, what do they do? And I said, well, they cut his balls off.
You use those words on our seven-year-old?
And then Hayden says, his eyeballs?
Oh, no. Oh. Honey, seriously.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, no.
Hey, just for the record.
Really?
Oh.
Seriously?
You're,
Why are you home? I can't do these. I don't do this well. It's been your competition, not mine. Oh, my
I gotta God. Tell you what, your defects folder just earned itself another post-it note.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
What time
that's
is
great.
It? It's so early. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah, have fun at the vet's office, honey. Thank you very much.
That's funny.
Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you too.
Bye. This is The Bert Show.